What does it mean to attend a festival? Some people might tell you it's just for the shows. Some might say it's for the food. Others might say, and I quote, "I'm only here for Drake." Over the weekend, I attended Governor's Ball 2015, getting coverage of the event for Heritage Radio Network. I'm an 18-year-old high school senior, and I've been doing an internship for Heritage over the past few months. The whole experience was very fun, as well as being very eye-opening to the world of music festivals, and especially how food ties them all together. If you were only there to see My Morning Jacket or Weird Al, you still had to eat something, and there were a lot of things to eat. From barbecue and hot dogs to sushi and artisan cheese, food vendors were given no breaks from the hundreds of people waiting in their lines. As a food reporter and representative of Heritage Radio Network, I wanted to get a first-hand perspective of what it feels like to work in a space like this. And I got some pretty interesting responses.
Definitely the clientele and the atmosphere. It's a very, you know, festivals have a certain energy that you can feel. It's exciting, it's happy, it's a good time. So everyone that's coming up is most likely going to be in a good mood. Everyone working is in a good mood, so...
That's Kay from Van Leeuwen Ice Cream. They were serving both classic and vegan ice cream, and I was able to get a quick interview with her about her perspective on the event.
I think the vegan ice creams are pretty impressive because not only are they undeniably one of the most delicious on the market, and that is unbiased, believe it or not, it really kind of, you know, allows ice cream to be enjoyed by an entirely, like, new section of people that couldn't before, whether they're lactose intolerant or just choosing not to consume animal byproducts.
What Kay said resonated with how I began to feel the longer I spent at the festival. Crossing boundaries and bringing people together are things that food and music can do surprisingly well.
You know, for us, Governor's Ball, it's a really fun event. You know, the lineup is great, and it's a chance to get your product in front of a lot of people. And it can be just, today's a little bit damp, but otherwise, like, we've always had fun here. Here you have to be able to very efficiently load in a lot of product. And serve a wide range of people. So definitely the loading in and the loading out is the biggest challenge. We load in on Thursday, and then you have to have enough product for all 3 days. And you have to make sure you do it in an efficient manner and you guess the volume of product correctly.
That's one of the representatives of Brooklyn Soda Works. The challenges she brought up with working in a place like Governor's Ball really show that keeping people happy and feeling the vibe is definitely priority number one for the food vendors there. We all love different songs and artists, and the audiences are going to be divided between what people want and don't want to see. But who doesn't love a big scoop of ice cream on a hot summer day? Food is the tortilla that holds the whole ridiculous burrito that is Governor's Ball together.
Just like even being here with great people, good music, it just made me really happy, and yeah.
That's my girlfriend, who had been at the festival with me all day. She joined me in philosophizing about why people are able to ignore so many negative opinions and just have a fun time.
I think people feel very free here. I think that's why it's kind of like a breeding ground for contemplation, amateur philosophy. Like, there are some people that, you know, are here to be crazy, but like most people are just here because it's a really fun thing to do, you know. And yeah, it's kind of contagious, just the happiness.
The happiness was contagious. I even began to feel that with so many good vibes and full stomachs, we could help people who need more positivity in their lives. Who would have thought that you could topple ignorance and hate with lobster rolls and Black Keys songs? Definitely not me before I attended Governor's Ball. And as she and I sat in the field waiting for Drake to come onto the main stage, we both began to realize that in a space like this, one person's negative opinion doesn't matter. Sure, you could say that all the kids were there just to post things on Instagram, party with their friends, or simply because they thought it was cool and they didn't really care about the music. But from what we saw, that wasn't the case. People there just want to have fun, and by the end of the night, I couldn't resist joining in. I'm Declan Christenberry for Heritage Radio Network.